with a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Should GLP-1 weight loss medication like Wegovy and Zepbound cost thousands of dollars? We don't think so. Try LifeMD.com helps provide insurance access to the leading GLP-1 medications. Visit TryLifeMD.com and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0. Listen to Bridget's story after losing 55 pounds and using her insurance for coverage.
LifeMD helped me get covered with my insurance. Finding out that it was covered was huge. I've lost 55 pounds. I am so much healthier now that I've lost the weight. I would never be able to do it without them.
Get started today and check your eligibility for GLP-1 medication with copays as low as $0 at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
More fun testimony in the trial of Karen Reed. Brian Higgins, agent with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, testified on Tuesday regarding the disposal of his cell phone during an investigation into the John O'Keefe death. The testimony provided crucial insights into the defense's case, which argues that Karen Reed is not responsible for O'Keefe's death. Higgins admitted he disposed of his phone and possibly the SIM card in a dumpster at a military base without consulting anyone or receiving a written cancellation of the preservation order for his phone. I didn't know whether I removed the SIM card when I got rid of my phone, but if I did so, I either cut the SIM card or broke it, Higgins said. It's like you're a dumbass.
pretty much.
Here we go. Let's take a look.
Your testimony is that they got it wrong, correct?
My testimony is I didn't make those statements.
Your testimony is that they got it wrong, yes or no?
Objection.
Sustained.
Well, in any case, you took the SIM card out of your phone, correct?
No, what I testified to was that it's...
Did you take the SIM card out of your phone, yes or no?
I don't know.
Did you testify that that's what you do when you get rid of phones, sir?
What I said was that might have been the extent of it if I was to have done that.
And you either cut up the SIM card or ripped it up, correct?
I believe what I testified to was I would have...
I'm not asking you what you testified to. I'm asking you today, did you either cut up the SIM card or rip it up?
Cut it up or broke it.
And you will agree with me that cutting up or breaking the SIM card destroys the SIM card, does it not?
The card itself, yes.
That would have been the purpose in terms of cutting it up or ripping it up, to destroy it, correct?
Well, so nobody else could use the phone.
Well, that was my next question. But
in another phone.
But the purpose of cutting up or ripping up or the SIM card is to destroy the SIM card, is it not?
Yes.
And you wanted to make sure that somebody couldn't put that SIM card in their phone and potentially access your data, correct?
No, that wouldn't be the reason why.
Okay. Well, we already talked about the fact that you testified under oath on June 1st of 2023, correct?
Yes.
And you were under oath when you were testifying on June 1st of 2023, correct?
Yes.
You swore to tell the truth?
Yes.
You raised your right hand?
That's correct.
And June of 2023, June 1st of 2023, was about a year ago, correct?
Yes.
It was about a year closer to your throwing your phone away, correct?
Yes.
And in that testimony that you gave in June 1st of 2023, did you say the following, quote, I made sure that somebody couldn't put it in their phone?
Yes, I did say that.
So this is not looking very much like it's on the up and up. It may mean absolutely nothing. It may just mean he's a dumbass and doesn't think ahead to the repercussions for his actions. Or there's something on there he didn't want people to see. Now, I'm not saying that means it's anything to do with John O'Keefe's death, but maybe it's something about an affair. Maybe, I don't know. Defense Attorney David Jannetty questioned Higgins about the disposal process, saying, then you drove to a military base and you threw both the destroyed SIM card and the phone into a dumpster, didn't you? Jannetty asked. Higgins confirmed he was driving through a military base on Cape Cod and believed he put the destroyed SIM card and phone into a dumpster there. Let's take a listen to that.
You knew when you were throwing that phone and the destroyed SIM card in the dumpster that from that day forward, no one would ever be able to access the content of what you and Brian Albert had discussed by text messages on your old phone, correct?
Anybody.
I have nothing further.
It should be noted, again, context is everything, that the area he resides in does not have trash pickup. They take their trash to the military base and they throw it in the dumpster there.
Okay, well, why wasn't that brought up?
Well, it would look a little too not damning if you, and it was brought up in court later by the prosecution. But Jannetty's not going to bring that little factoid up. That you got to be narrow. You got to make it look a lot more incriminating than it actually is. So if you're getting rid of your phone and you're throwing your shit away, this is where he probably throws pretty much all of his shit away, not just a SIM card. But it certainly sounds a lot more nefarious if it's on a military base now, doesn't it? Because they might question if somebody's digging through the garbage on a military base.
Well, exactly. But here's my concern. He is given this order to not get rid of, I forget what it's called, what kind of order it was, but he needed to keep his electronics. He wasn't supposed to dispose of anything.
Yeah.
So what does he do? He disposes of it and he changes his number. And I get it. You know, he was saying that he was concerned that somebody in a case had his number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you're a federal agent. You should know that if you've been given instructions not to do something, you don't go and do it, you know?
Yes.
He of all people should know this. You and I, maybe not so much.
He should know. It's just like, what are you covering up is the question. And that's where it gets all to the gray area because then it's like, is it a murder? You know, or is it an affair? Or is it other bad behavior that you're engaged in? It doesn't necessarily mean it has anything to do with covering up a murder, but it may have something to do. I don't know. That's why I want to hear all of the testimony in this. He's not a very good witness he's not a witness for the prosecution, he is a pretty good witness for the defense. He's, in my opinion, one of the clusteriest of all of these guys, and does not come across very well. Even though he is a professional witness, he's testified many times, he doesn't come across as one. Higgins further testified that he didn't transfer anything from his old phone to his new one, including photos, videos, and possible text messages with members of the Albert family who owned 34 Fairview Road at the time. Let's take a listen.
Oh, with my
and
trash.
And you also took your phone now without the SIM card And you put that in the trash bag too, did you not?
Yes, sir.
Then you drove to a military base and you threw both the destroyed SIM card and the phone into a dumpster, did you not?
Well, I was cutting through the base, and I believe how I testified
was— Did you drive to a military base, sir?
I was cutting through a base, yes.
Did you drive to it?
Yes, sir.
And then you put both the destroyed SIM card and the phone itself, which were in a trash bag, into a dumpster on that military base, did you not?
I believe that's what I did, yes.
And as you were driving away, you knew that that destroyed SIM card and the phone would be gone forever, correct?
Yes, I threw it away.
And before you drove away, you did not transfer anything from your old phone to the new phone, correct?
That's correct.
You lost all of your photos on that phone, did you not?
Whatever photos I had on there, I did, yes.
You lost all your videos on that phone, did you not?
To the extent if I had any.
You lost all of your other text messages besides the ones that you had with Karen Reed and John O'Keefe, correct?
That's correct.
And you knew that you did have text messages on that old phone with Kevin Albert.
He's a friend, most likely.
You also had text messages on your phone with Nicole Albert.
Most likely, yes.
And you had text messages on your phone with Brian Albert.
Yes.
It was important to you that no one see those text exchanges that you had with those three members of the Albert family.
Jackson.
I'll let him have it.
No, sir, that's not true.
You took no steps to preserve those text messages, did you?
That's correct.
You did not ask your friend Matt Kelch, the agent, to help you extract those text messages, did you?
That's correct.
And when you went to that machine, you did not extract them yourself, did you?
He walked me through it. I did do the extraction.
You did not extract the three strands of text messages with Nicole Albert, Kevin Albert, and Brian Albert to preserve from that machine, did you not?
No, I did not extract those.
Why did you not extract those?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the question.
On redirect, Higgins told Assistant District Attorney Adam Lally that he didn't have much saved on his personal phone. In the sense, he's saying, quote, in the sense that I'm divorced, I don't have kids, I didn't have the typical memories that somebody would hold on their phone that they want to preserve, Higgins explained, which I find to be a pretty bullshit reason. I'm divorced, too. I have kids. He doesn't. But still, even before kids, I still fucking kept memories and pictures and all that sort of stuff. It doesn't necessarily, you know, you may have less of it, but Higgins revealed that a call from the target of the investigation in July of 2022 made him reconsider keeping his old phone number, saying, quote, I had a lot of concerns. So July of 22 is when I probably started thinking about, you know what? I've got to get rid of that telephone number itself, he said. Higgins confirmed he changed his personal phone number on September 29th of 22, one day before receiving a court draft order to preserve the phone, which Karen Reed's lawyers were seeking as evidence. He testified he got rid of his old phone about 2 months after that because it was beaten and he had already obtained a new one. Doesn't look
good.
You know,
I have every iPhone that I've ever had.
I think I do,
too. Ones that I traded in.
Yeah, me too.
I still have my original.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know how to take the SIM card out of an iPhone.
You just put a...
Do you?
Yeah, you take a needle or a little tool thing and you just push it into the side. And yeah, well, I think paperclip's too thick on an iPhone.
Is it? Okay.
And it pops the SIM card out. Newer models don't even have SIM cards, but what we're talking about in 22, a lot of them still did. A lot of them are just virtual SIM cards now. So
okay, but yeah, I just, it seems very odd to me. Like anytime you walk into Best Buy, there's electronic recycling thing, you know, mm-hmm. right when you walk in the entrance.
I wouldn't trust that.
Somebody who
I wouldn't fucking trust that to save
well,
my life.
Well, I'm sure not. But to me, for somebody who works for alcohol, tobacco, firearms, and explosives, mm-hmm. who knows how dangerous batteries can be in the garbage.
Yeah.
Maybe not just toss it in a freaking dumpster.
I I don't know. I mean, there's something that he doesn't want people to see on that. Now, what is it? That's the question. Is it something to do with a murder, or is it really just bad behavior, embarrassing behavior of reflecting this relationship that he had with Karen Reed? And he didn't want that to come out because he knows it looks really bad. Doesn't mean he did anything to murder anybody, but he knows it looks really bad. I can get that.
Yeah, it
does. And then you make really stupid choices thinking, oh, I'll cover it this way. Higgins confirmed he changed his personal number. We got through that. O'Keefe's niece provided testimony revealing that Reed was frantic and screaming when she awoke around 4:30 a.m. on January 29, 2022. Prosecutors indicated Reed directed the niece to call Jennifer McCabe, a friend, during which Reed changed her story multiple times about what happened to O'Keefe. McCabe testified that Reed was screaming during the call, saying John didn't come home. They got into a fight and that she left him at the waterfall, a bar where they'd been drinking the previous night. We know that that didn't happen. We know that they left. The testimonies of O'Keefe's niece and nephew were also taking place. They were not streamed live, though, due to their minor status. In 2022, the children then aged 14 and 10 told investigators that Reed and O'Keefe argued frequently towards the end of their two-year relationship. O'Keefe's niece recalled her uncle telling Reed that their relationship had run its course and that it isn't healthy, according to prosecutors. Reed's defense team had suggested a conspiracy among witnesses and law enforcement, arguing that others, including Higgins, are responsible for O'Keefe's death. Despite Higgins' testimony, Reed's lawyers remain focused on providing that their theory that someone else is responsible for the crime. Again, none of this points to like, oh, let's go prosecute anybody else. But it certainly creates a lot of reasonable doubt.
It does. It really does. And they're off until next Tuesday. This is really starting to drag on, isn't it?
I think they left us on an interesting note, and I don't know that it's great that people are going to be able to sit here and ruminate on this as the ending for about a week until they get back into this, because that's going to sit there in the jury's mind of the last thing that they heard. And that's going to make an impact. If it ended on a different note, they're going to be processing something else. But this is the last thing they heard before, or pretty close to the last thing they heard before taking that break.
So, pretty damaging.
It's good for Karen Reed. It's damaging for the prosecution. Again, it adds another layer of confusion and complexity to the whole damn thing. I'm still feeling nobody tried to murder this guy, though. I just feel it's a lot of people making bad choices and trying to cover up other things, and it looks really, really, really bad. And they kind of had a perfect storm of just stupid behavior. But I don't know. I want to hear more, and we're certainly going to hear more as time moves on. But none of these folks not behaving in the way you'd expect law enforcement professionals to behave. But
no.
Yeah. We'll see what
a lot of drunk driving going on here.
We'll see what next week brings.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No.